From traditional African music to hip-hop to Brazilian samba, the landscape of Irish music has certainly changed a lot over the last few years. Ireland is nowadays a diverse, multicultural place with over 750,000 citizens coming from a non-traditional background. That's the population of Galway and Cork combined. Our new citizens have brought with them some exciting genres of music that Irish fans are being introduced to, but are they represented in the mainstream media? And if not, why not? Sit back and listen to these pieces of music and see if you can guess what nationalities they belong to.
Don't think too much into this. I know you got a mind to make up if you wanna be.
And I'm lucid, dreaming again. I'm lucid, 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 dreaming again. I don't know about you. I'm just trying to make it true.
Que lei hapo kwa chungo malende machambo ye ye
akulubela yo bwana bongola matoi yo katolina kopesa yo bono kwa mokolo solo kase bimisa kabwanya ebele bongola matoi yo katolina.
Stopping my solely confidence. Off and I'm off again onto the groovy soul train. Coldplay, no shame, shake it like your old man. Walking on the moon like the stars couldn't control me, nah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yes, it does sound good, Simi Crowns. The acts you just heard there are all Irish. From the Tala Trio of Hair Squid to Minute resident Loa to Navan-based MZA, these are the emerging talented musicians of modern-day Ireland who aim to succeed in the music business. Why, though, do we hear very little about them in the mainstream media? Well, we sent Dennis Vavasor from Totally Irish here on 98FM out onto the streets of Dublin to find out what the general public thought about the diversity of modern day Irish music. He started by asking them to name some Irish acts.
Aslan, Hosier, Sinead O'Connor.
There's Ham Sandwich there, there's Bellix One, what else? There's so many, I can't think of anything now. Oh, the Cranberries, that was probably the first one I heard of.
De Laurentiis, Riptide Movement.
James Vincent McMorrow, the one with the big hair, Imelda May.
If I just asked you to name a couple of Irish acts or singers or artists that would have a multicultural background, either they lived in a different country and moved to Ireland, or their parents, perhaps even grandparents, lived in a different country and came here, do you think you could name any?
I need to think about this. Hang on a second. No. Sorry, I can't.
I don't know if we know any.
I really don't know any.
Let me think. Phil Lynott, he must have had some kind of multicultural background.
Yes, some rather interesting thoughts that we got from the general public when we spoke to them earlier today. Well, what about you? Would you struggle to name any multicultural acts? To put one of the comments there into perspective, the great Phil Lynott passed away nearly 30 years ago. Why has the next Phil Lynott not appeared yet in a country that's more diverse than ever before? For regular listeners of the show, you'll know that the talent is out there. From Cork soul act Shukra to producer and musician Cian Ruhapur from County Down, there is a lot of musical talent throughout the country. Another emerging act who we're rather fond of here on Totally Irish are Hair Squid. You'll remember that they were live on the show in April.
I'm feeling the vibe right now. Giving them white eyes behind a white line. I see the spotlight on. Grooving the right mind that I don't mind. You're my jam light on. So just put on my song. Cause I just wanna dance tonight.
Yes, that was Hair Squad performing the song Good Vibes live here on the show back in April. And don't forget, of course, that you can watch a video of that live performance on our YouTube channel. Just type in 98FM Totally Irish. Hair Squad really blew us away that night with their energy, positive vibes and live performance. I caught up with Jesse from the band earlier tonight and asked him how accepting Ireland was for multicultural acts in his opinion.
Not that great of a place at the moment, but working on it, we're getting there slowly. I think that my band are really well represented by the Irish media. Like, they're really accepting of what we are. We're playing like basically every festival in Ireland this year, and we get a bunch of really good coverage from like 909 and RTE and a bunch of people. They're really nice to us. I think that we can use being from a multicultural background to our advantage, because like when we were in Canada, for example, 2 weeks ago, the fact that we were an Irish act but we were black, it really shocked people, because they didn't even think there was black people in Ireland, and it was kind of shocking to them. And that kind of opens doors for us to kind of show what we are then.
Has that happened before in Ireland then, when you've been performing live and, you know, people see your style of music and then they talk to you afterwards? And like, has that ever happened where people be a little bit surprised that when you open your mouth and you're like, oh, well, geez, he's got a big Irish accent?
Yeah, like it does surprise a lot of people that our accents are quite strong. Well, mine in particularly, but yeah. It does happen quite a bit.
Would you ever think that there's a perception from some Irish people that you're not really Irish musicians?
Yeah. If you look at one of our music videos, The Zoo and You, the comments on that video are very, very, very racist. Like, people have said every name under the sun on that video. So if you get the chance to look up Hair Squad, The Zoo and You, there's lots of racist comments on that.
You know what? I was actually quite surprised to hear Jesse say that about some of the comments written on Hair Squad's YouTube page. Is that really how we judge musicians?
We're still a very racist country, I guess, and at the heart of it all, so I don't know. Maybe that has a thing to do with it.
Do you think there is that strong of a discrimination in Irish music?
No, I think it's light, but I think it's still there. It's still very evident, so I don't know. It's evident everywhere, so why not a music industry?
You said there, you know, we are kind of a racist country. Take, for example, Hair Squad. They're three black lads from Talla. You know, they've been living in Ireland since the day they're born. You know, do you think they're subject to that kind of, sure, they're not Irish, just by people looking at them?
No, I don't think anyone would say it, but I just think it would play.
Do you think people are thinking it, though? Do you think people look at them and go, they're not Irish?
Yeah, I probably do, yeah. Not me myself, but I think it plays into it, you know, underlying. You can't say it in public, but, you know, I think it does. It's still adherent there.
And do you think it would affect their potential of breaking through into the mainstream?
I think, unfortunately, it would. Until they get really big and say they break America, or they're over in Britain and they're number one, then we'll claim them.
In Ireland, you generally break Ireland, then the UK, then you break America. Do you think it takes a black Irish act to break America first?
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be any problems, really. I think we kind of proved ourselves a little bit with this referendum that we had. That we're a little bit easygoing about all that, I would have thought. That's my impression, anyway.
Do you think people, you know, take black people, for example, people might look at them and go, sure, he's not Irish. Do you think that might be a difference?
Oh, I'd say that's definitely in the minds of a lot of people, because they weren't. They were never really here before, were they? I mean,
the classes being different, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
I view a band by how they look. Just before I even listen to them or anything like that, and if I don't like the look of them, I kind of go, oh no, you know, that kind of. Now they could be grand, it's just me, you know, but yeah, it's just the way they look.
You see, I'm not sure if that's the case with most people. I'd like to believe that Irish society is a lot more accepting these days, and you know what, if the music's good enough, then nobody really cares about where you're from or what you look like. Not anymore. This is a view that Congo-born Irish musician Rockstrong and Sierra Leonean Irish musician Loa both have as well.
For me, as someone that was brought to this country by my parents, I've gotten great support. A lot of the people that call in the radio and request my song are Irish. For me, it's just, if the music is good, it'll get the backing that it needs. Like, I don't think that radio stations should go out of their way and be forced to play music just because it's Irish music. Like, if it's good enough to be played alongside the good music, the chart music that it's out there, then yeah, it'll be played out there. But if it's not, then they have the right not to play it.
I think that multicultural acts have a huge place in Irish music currently, because the face of Ireland is effectively undergoing huge changes. I suppose we're no longer a typically ethnically homogenous nation anymore. And it's happened very quickly. In my experience, multicultural acts are being more and more represented in Irish media. It's still a pretty tiny niche of the music market because it's a minority of people, which makes sense. But I think that there is a very natural, open and welcoming curiosity about these new styles of music and how it's making the Irish music scene more complex and interesting and inspiring people and being inspired. So I think definitely, and I wouldn't even say it's a case of slowly, but surely I'd say it's a case of mainstream media are getting stuck in with the new sounds.
Yeah, that's a really nice positive point that musician Loa makes there. It does appear that mainstream media is starting to pick up on our multicultural acts. And with more and more Irish people listening online these days to a wide range of different styles of music, there definitely is a market out there as well. One person who is absolutely brilliant and I really admire at promoting Irish acts of all styles of music is Phil Udell, editor of State.ie. I spoke to him earlier on tonight, and according to him, there's definitely a really strong multicultural scene developing in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I think this kind of new multicultural scene is definitely progressing and it's developing. I mean, it's taken a while and it's taken its time, but that's a generational thing. I think, you know, what we're looking at is we're now looking at the first kind of generation of sort of young African and Asian musicians who grew up in Ireland, and now they're making music with their mates, you know, they met down the road, they met playing football. And I think that's kind of the really interesting thing, how it's becoming part of the culture. As I'm from the UK, obviously, and this was something that was happening, you know, 20 years ago at home. And it's been really exciting to see that sort of development happening here.
Do you think that they're fairly represented in mainstream media at the moment? Or is that something that will come in time?
Yeah, I mean, I think all Irish musicians are kind of struggling to get recognised by the mainstream media. It's not just kind of musicians necessarily from this background. I mean, you know, at State, you know, we're constantly championing new Irish acts. We always, you know, we have so many on the go and so many bands that we're watching and artists that we're kind of working with and helping and advising that, you know, I think, and they're all kind of finding it difficult. So I don't think it's necessarily something that is kind of unique to this community. But definitely, you know, it would be great to see them, you know, to see kind of all Irish musicians getting more of a leg up and you know, kind of wider recognition.
One of the acts from a multicultural background, Phil, that State has done really well in promoting is hip-hop act Simi Crowns. What has been your impression of his music career to date?
Yeah, I mean, Simi Crowns was one of our faces of 2014, and we always kind of keep an eye on all those acts and try and work with them. And I kind of know, you know, Simi very well. And, you know, he has, you know, I think in terms of the hip-hop side of things, which he obviously works in, there's some amazing stuff happening, but I wonder if people think, oh, well, there's only room for maybe a couple of acts to kind of come through. So every festival bill will book a couple of Irish hip-hop acts or, you know, a couple of jazz acts or whatever. And in terms of, you know, there's obviously the Wrestling Garno family are doing fantastic stuff, and Hair Squared as well, and you've got Deja Vu, and there's Profound. So, you know, there's room for more than from one act. And I think, yeah, possibly, you know, a lot of the especially in the hip-hop world, they're very, very driven. And they're, you know, they're really dedicated. And I think perhaps there's a tendency, if things don't move quickly in the Irish scene, to kind of get frustrated. And, you know, it does take a while for these things to come through. And, you know, you have to keep knocking on the door. And, you know, hip-hop is, yeah, it's a niche music over here. So, obviously, you know, there's less opportunities for support gigs, for festival shows. But, you know, I hope, you know, if people kind of keep knocking on the door and keep producing great music, you know, those breaks will eventually come.
That is some great advice there from Phil Udell, editor of State.ie. It is important for acts to keep knocking on the door. There's no doubt that the sound of Irish music is changing and changing for the better. The talent is out there. I guess it's up to all music fans now to show an interest and help promote it. You'll remember that we started this feature by asking you to name some multicultural Irish acts. Well, Hopefully, in 5 or 10 years' time, you won't struggle to name any.